A motor car is a damned expensive piece of equipment. And in the early days, and certainly after the war, it was built by skilled labour. And that skilled labour, had a different approach to the job and a different approach to the trade union. Mm. I mean, the idea of falling behind with your dues was unthinkable. There was no such thing as the check-off system then. You paid your dues by going to the bloody branch every week or every month. So, in that sense, at the branch, you'd have a drink and that, and a bit of light-hearted banter, and maybe talk about the firm and all that sort of thing. So, now, once industry introduced different methods of producing, many of the skills disappeared, no technology came in, so the recruit was a different person altogether. Mm. It was somebody that had got no background in the union, somebody who was completely new, green about the unions, didn't know a great deal, in a good many cases, didn't care. They come in for one thing only, that was to get as much as they could, but as little as they could like, and that was it.
Yes, yes.
So, yes, to that extent, that there were some fundamental changes.